What you doing? I'm the AC and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about a brand new series called Mama Yu Yu Number 1, The Day I Became a Hero by Yoshihiko Hayashi with translation by David Evelyn and lettering by Finn K. This is a new weekly Shonen Jump series, but also on Manga Plus where I read it. It came out on September 10th, 2023 and is the kind of typical first chapter page length of 55 pages. So the only other series or work I could find from Yoshihiko Hayashi is a one-shot called Eni Kaita Mochi wa Kaita Mochi. I couldn't even find a way to read it. So this is a brand new series for him and it'll be kind of interesting to see what he does with it. In this world, it's been 18 years of peace after the previous hero, Hollow Hollow, gets some Philippine representation up in there right at the beginning. Anyways, Hollow Hollow, previous hero, traded his life to pretty much end a war. Don't really know who he was fighting. I assume it was that demon lord. We don't know the specifics of this deal and why he died, because I'm assuming it's the same demon lord that still exists now. But now there is a new hero named Corleo. He's 18. He pretty much found out he was hero at like 2 months because a sigil appeared on his hand. Yeah, for some reason, I guess it's just a gag to throw in there. Pretty much everyone forgets his name. They recognize who he is, just can't remember his name. It's just Corleo. I don't get the joke of why that's so easy to mess up. Probably something that fits better in Japan with Japanese, but yeah, that maybe it's just a random gag because why not? But yeah, his whole dilemma is he's not sure what it means to be a hero. He's grown up in this time of peace. He does school and like normal human things, but he's not really doing, you know, all the fantasy kind of things like fighting, magic, all that kind of stuff. He's just a normal person. And a normal person that was raised by the demon lord Mama Ma, who 38 looks like a child. Which, I guess we're, now that I think about it, for a demon lord, really young. I feel like we usually see demon lords, they're like hundreds of years old, but yeah, so, But that's what I was saying, is this demon lord must be there too, when the past hero died. So I don't know, I guess that's something we'll see later, because we definitely don't see it in this first chapter, but Mama also has a sigil on her hand, so yeah, there's already this symbol kind of to, you know, just mark their roles. And for some reason, this world society has a role specifically for hero and demon lord. Not really too much depth into that either. I feel like that's where the rest of the series is going to take us. I'll get to that at the end. So yeah, then we get a little bit of hero history. Corleo on his just wondering what a hero is goes. Looks, of course, he saw like Hollow Hollow bust. And then two others, one that I think was from like 80 years ago, brought in the time of humans. Another who just fought by himself. Nothing too significant, but yeah, it's an interesting thing. I guess there could be even more heroes we learn about later on his like quest to be a hero, which I feel like is what the series is really going to focus on. But then all of a sudden, someone named Evan Allgreen appears from another world, also has his hero sigil, and immediately tries to attack Mama Ma, more out of instinct than intent, because he stops himself, or he stopped and then like stops himself and is like, oh, my bad, do whatever you want with me, but warning, there's another demon lord coming from my world and it's gonna be bad, so let me kill that one first and then you do whatever. No one believes him. One person even is like, we need to execute him now, because it'll, you know, kind of like the whole weirdness that could come from having two heroes in one world, paradox kind of stuff, I don't know, stuff like that. But yeah, so he's thrown in jail, and then Corleo goes, visits him, and he's like, oh, by the way, you know about sigil sorcery? He makes a little flame. He's like, no, I didn't know about that. Cool. Then he teleports him out. Apparently, I don't know what this sigil magic is yet. This is all we really see. We see some stuff. Nothing's explained. Nothing is explained in this chapter, which I guess is fine because it is an introduction, but now I really want to know how all this stuff works. I assume sigil sorcery is something he will learn along with fighting, but yeah, it turns out Cell not protected by magic, so it turns out this is just something nobody knew about or cared about. I don't know, but he's like, we'll go spar, train a bit, talk, and then he'll go back to his cell on his own. It's like, okay, cool. So yeah, MR, he seems like a decent guy, like he's meant to do all this stuff. And then we have a little flashback, more of Corleo. Wow, really, when I talk about it, really kind of just beats in the, like, what's a hero? What's a hero? So he has a flashback of a kid kind of acting hero-like, protect some kid from some bullies. Then he's eventually, like, nagged by mom. He's like, well, what's something bad would happen? You think you're some kind of hero? I mean, yeah, because he has a sigil. But, so that's also nice. Actual parenting, caring like that. So, yeah, that dynamic, I feel like it's something else that's going to be explored more. There's already been 18 years. There might be a lot of flashback stuff through this series. Maybe not. Maybe they won't need to do that. But then suddenly everything goes dark. And the Demon Lord End appears. Evan teleports him and Corleo to again. And then in a very simple fight, not a lot of actual action. It's just like Evan uses some kind of trippy sigil sorcery. It's actually really cool how it's done in the manga. But then End is just in like a cube shape. That's it. That seems to be the fight. And then Evan is like, okay, now I'm going to kill you, Corleo. That's why I actually brought you, because my old world was inhabitable. And we can't have two heroes here. So, yeah, this sucks. You got to go. But just then, End somehow, I guess through some kind of connection, uses Mama's sigils to revive himself or uncube himself. And is about to get Evan. And then that's when Corleo's hero instinct jumps in and gets Evan out of the way, and it's torn apart. Really brutal. Did not see that coming. And really, just the whole darkness of it. Like, oh no. It's not what I was expecting from like a weekly Shonen Jump kind of style. I expected something more lighter, goofier, whatever. This one, it did get pretty dark, especially when End comes, and I wonder if it's going to keep up with that. It could be. But yeah, Evan, we don't see it, but Evan says he beats it, and then he brings Corleo back to life. Somehow, he was literally torn apart. And he's, because, you know, Corleo didn't have to do that, Evan realizes this, and he's like, he's killed a lot of people, friend and foe, because that's just what his old world was like. And he finally gives Corleo an old answer as to what a hero is. It's not being, like, strong, but, like, wanting to protect others, stuff like that. And it's like, okay, yeah. That's nothing new, nothing that, like, it's kind of just been overdone. Like, yeah, we get it. We saw that kind of thing coming. But there is, for like a character we barely knew, a very nice farewell. It's almost, it is actually pretty touching. But I don't know, I guess Evan's arc in this chapter was really quick, but it gets resolved. So yeah, Corleo wakes up to Mama crying over him, and another just cool, doing something different. The chapter ends with the chapter title page. We got the series title page in the beginning, but yeah, it's kind of cool. The font's a little boring, but yeah, it's, I don't know, there's a lot of cool things happening in this. Like I said, nothing was really explained, so we'll have to figure that out, but at least it gives us somewhere to go, because until I started talking about this now, I was like, okay, where does it go from here, though? This seems like a really good one-shot, but the series description has already been resolved. It was a world at peace with a hero and demon lord, get along, but then another hero and demon lord from another world come. I was like, oh, that's where, oh no, that's resolved in this chapter already? Okay, what's going to happen? So here's my thoughts on what could happen. Maybe there's more heroes and demons that come from, maybe this whole thing caused a rift and they're going to start spilling in, and each chapter is just going to be different things. Maybe there's more turmoil. Maybe it'll be both. Just like maybe a demon uprising, a human uprising. Maybe this whole thing is going to spark something. Like maybe there can't be peace when you just saw this big bad thing happen. We don't see the aftermath of whatever this was. So things could happen. I don't know. I could easily see this being a series where more heroes and demon lords come from other worlds. Kind of reverse isekai trope, which really isn't done that much, so I'm all for it. At least it's not isekai. They might end up going to another world too, though, so we'll see. I don't know. It's hard to guess where this is going to go because it just felt so much like a one-shot. But like I said, there could be a lot more exploring with each chapter. Of course, later chapters are going to be shorter. That might not be a whole lot happening each chapter anyways. But depending on what they do, it could be a long series. It could be a short series. I don't know. I don't really see it being a short series. I feel like there is something they can do with this. I don't know the intention or what that something's going to be yet. I, of course, can spout out ideas, but who knows what those are going to be. But last thing, of course, I always like to talk about the title of the series. Thought about it quite a bit. Mama, it can, of course, refer to Mama Ma, or just a mom in general, because Mama Ma is the mama of Corleone. I don't know why I cracked myself up. It's not that funny. But then, like, where's the Yu come from? I don't know Japanese. I don't know if this is a Japanese thing. I don't know if this is something they just decided in English to do it like this. But looking up, just real quick, what Yu meant, it meant, like, a gentleness, which, you know, a protector, or, like, kind of Corleone's personality is kind of gentle-ish, whatever. It also just seems kind of like a kiddie name, like a very kid-like name, a gentle, but it's also like gentle friend, something like that. So it's something that you can use to describe a hero, I guess, and especially it feels like it could be Corleone's personality. But overall, I don't know what Mama Yu actually means. I feel like it just, Mama itself just feels like a parent and child relationship going on, demon and hero, so maybe something like that. But like I said, I don't know Japanese, and I couldn't find too much when I looked it up, so that's something we could theorize about. But yeah, then also the chapter title, it's more like the day you realize what a hero was, more than like the day he became a hero, because in my opinion, that day he saved a kid could also be a day he became a hero, or the 2 months after being born and gets that sigil put on his hand, technically that is probably when he really became the hero. But I don't know, it's a nice beginning first chapter, even maybe if it's a little inaccurate or not too clear, but it sounds really good. It sounds like something cool. But yeah, I really like this series. I just don't know where it's gonna go. But if you have any ideas, if you have any opinions, let's talk about it. You can leave a comment, you can find me on social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com, or join my Discord little group there. And hey, if you want to help support me a little bit more with some of that money, I have a Ko-fi, a $1 and $2 tier. $1 gets shout outs and a Discord channel, just a little secret one, a little private. And then $2 to get all my notes for all this stuff I talk about, some blooper stuff, other ideas I scrap and whatever. But yeah, if you want to do that, I would appreciate it. Links will be in the description for everything I just mentioned. But if you like what I say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to keep up with what I'm doing, go ahead and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this first chapter of Mama Yu Yu. Until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much, and bye.